So I'm holding on Kuf Vav Amud Beis, the sixth line from the bottom. The Mishnah had said Lavoina, that if a person says I'm going to bring Lavoina as a korban, lo yuchas min ha-koymetz, you should bring not less than a koymetz, a handful of it. We talked about yesterday, does that mean a handful based on the size of the hand of the person who made the neder or the size of the koyim? Anyway, so Manolon, where do we know that from? Because the person is the hating men of the kumtsoi, the koyim should lift out of the mincha with his koinet, misolas ha-mincha, from the flour of the mincha, or mishamnan, from its oil, the eis kol ha-levoina, and all the levoina. So therefore, by phrasing it that way, makash levoina laharama de mincha, therefore the Torah is comparing the levoina to what's lifted out, the koinets that's taken out of the mincha. Maharama de mincha to koinets, just like when it comes to taking out the flour and oil from the mincha, how much does the koin take out of koinets? Af levoina nami koinets, the same way levoina, the same way levoina is supposed to be a minimum of koinets. Rashi just says sam haktora, that in general, ballooning something on the mizbeach is a koimetz, but Shulchan Aruch Kuvetz corrects that to after that haktora haktoras levoina, that what Rashi means to say specifically ballooning of levoina. We're saying we learn from this that it's a koimetz. Okay. Next, the Mishnah had said, Tonarab. So now the Gemara says, Tonarab. Why don't we learn in the Braisa? Hareo laila mizbeach. What if a person just says generically, I'm going to bring something to the mizbeach, and he doesn't specify what? So Yovi Lavoina. So what you should do is you should bring Lavoina as a korban. Sha'in l'chadova sh'korav l'gabim mizbeach elo Lavoina. Because the only thing of all the possible things that he can bring on the mizbeach, the only one that's completely burnt on the mizbeach is Lavoina. When he says alayla laila mizbeach, and I'm sorry, we're talking about something where it's exclusively for the mizbeach. And then the Braisa continues, Peirashti, if he says that, if at the time he made the neder, he specified what he's going to bring, and afterwards he said, I did specify, but I forgot what I specified, then Yovim Kol Dovash, Korovam Mizbeach, then he has to bring something of each of the things that are brought on the Mizbeach. So you have there were things that we're going to talk about, that things that are not completely burnt on the Mizbeach. For example, we're going to talk about Oilasa Oif, we're going to talk about Minchas Nisachim, and things like that. So why, when he said to begin with, Jobber, when he, to begin with, he says something that's going to go on the Mizdeach, why do we say specifically he means Lavoina? So Rashi explains, because the fact is, those things, as the Gemara is going to explain now, are not completely burnt on the Mizdeach. But now, when he did specify, and he's not sure what it is, given that obviously it's not only Lavoina, because otherwise if you only have that one possibility, then he would have to. It would have to be by elimination that he meant that. Therefore, in other words, it must mean that he meant something else that is almost completely brought on the Mizbeach, or basically something where there's no Shirayim for the Koyanim to eat. So therefore, you're going to have several different things that the Gemara is going to list now that he has to bring. Acharonim discussed within that, does it actually mean this? So we're going to say, yes, we bring an Oilas Ha'oif and a Minchas Nisachim, as we're going to discuss now. What about, for example, he's going to have to bring an Oilas Behema as well. On the one hand, an Oilas Behema is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, the Kohenim got the skin of it. So the Rambam, in fact, Tata brings, when he brings this din, he says the guy would have to bring an animal as an Oila, and a bird, and Minchas Nisachim, and Lavoina, and wine. So does Rashi hold the same way? The Acharonim talk about that. So the Gemara asks a Tuleka. So you're telling me to begin with, when he said I'm going to bring something from Mizbeach without specifying what, and was saying that Zapka Lavoina, why? What about an Oila? And the answer is Ika Oila Koyanim. Well, that's just it. You have the skin of it is given to the Koyanim. Okay, so by an Oila Sa'oif, you don't have that, but that's going to be the next thing. So for Ika Oila Sa'oif, what about an Oila Sa'oif which is completely burnt on Mizbeach? And the answer is again, it's not. Ika mura v'noitza. You have the digestive organs of it, and the noitza, which we learned about in Zvachim, noitza can mean feathers, so it can mean in particular you take out the crop, the couch that's inside the bird's neck, that's where it starts digesting its food, and then you would cut that out together with the skin above it and the feathers that are attached to that skin. Or does noitza mean the waste, which is inside the crop and inside the gizzard? And inside the intestines. So in any case, by an Oila Sa'oif, as we learned in Zvachim, you don't burn those on a Mizbeach, as the Pasuk says, in Parshas Vayikra, the Kohen cuts those out and throws them near the Mizbeach, and they get swallowed up into the ground over there. So in other words, the point is, so far, we're saying a Lavoina is the only thing
which is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. If you're going to talk about things that are complete, that where there's nothing of them given to the Kohanim, where there's nothing of them that the Kohanim can eat, then fine, you can include an Olas Behema and Olas Oif in that, because an Olas Behema, the Kohanim get the skin and they don't eat it, and an Olas Oif, they don't get anything of it. But at least, on the other hand, it's not completely burnt on the Mizbeach. All right, the Gemara says, well, you can Nesachim. What about Nesachim? Why don't we say that? Why don't we say that he can be Yotzeh his neder by giving wine to be poured on the Mizbeach? And the answer is, L'shisin, Asli. The Nesachim are not burnt on the Mizbeach, they're poured into the Shisin. So, granted, the Shisin, of course, are poured on the Mizbeach, but nevertheless, when he says L'mizbeach, we would assume it means that it means something that's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. All right, the Gemara says, well, you can Minchas Nesachim. What about Minchas Nesachim, which is completely burnt on the Mizbeach? And the answer is, that's true, but given the ikam mincha da'achli koyinim minah, but since there is a different type of mincha that the koyinim eat the shirayim, loip sikolay, so therefore we can't say it as a definitive thing, that when he says, that when he says, dover ha-korev, when he says something that I'm going to give, lamizbeach, that it should necessarily mean in minchas nesachim, because after all, you do have a different type of mincha, that is eaten by the Kohanim. So if he wanted to say, I'm going to bring a mincha, he would have said so. When he says l'mizbeach, we have to assume it's a type of korban where that whole type is completely burnt on the mizbeach, and the only thing of that is l'voida. Now again, if he had said at the time, he had mentioned a specific thing, and later on he forgot what that is, then yes, he is going to have to bring all these possibilities, because each of them is, after all, l'mizbeach in a looser sense, in the sense there's nothing of them after you're done with the mizbeach, there's nothing of them that's eaten by the Kohanim. Next, the Mishnah had said, Havayalai Zahav, if a person says, I obligate myself to bring gold, and that we talked about was for Vedic Abayas, for the treasury of the Beis Mikdash, which will be used for the upkeep and the maintenance of the building. So we said, L'yifchas midinah Zahav, you should bring not less than a gold dinner. So the question is, why V'duma Naska? How do you know? Maybe he meant a bar of gold. So now Tosfos talks about over here. We touched on this yesterday a little bit. That this bar may well be less than it may be well be worth less than a dinner. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, why does he have to bring a whole gold dinner? He should be able to bring a piece of gold which is worth less than that. And Tosfos gets into some discussion about that. There are other Gemaras that seem to imply that coins are smaller than bars of precious metal. We talked about yesterday the whole matter of, now the Gemara is going to mention that he actually set a coin. We talked about yesterday in all the cases of the Mishnah that he set a coin or not. Anyway, so the answer is, Amar Rav Elazar, Ja'amar Machbeya. The case is that he actually set a coin. So he said, I'm going to bring a gold coin. Well, then in that case, the smallest gold coin is a gold dinner. So the Gemara asked him, Ja'amar Priti, maybe he meant a pruter of gold. And the answer is, no such thing. Amar Rav Papa, Priti Didava, by Avinchi, people don't make prutas out of gold. Practically speaking, it would be very tiny and easily lost, so therefore nobody's going to do that. Okay. Similarly, the Mishnah had said kesef. If he says I'm going to give silver to the Beis Hamikdash and didn't specify the amount, lo yifchas midinah, then he has to give not less than a silver dinner. So again, the question is v'duma naska. Again, the question is maybe he meant a bar, a piece of silver. And again, the answer is amar Rav Elazar d'amar machbeya. We're talking about what he said, a coin. But v'duma priti. Still, though, maybe he means prutas of silver, and those do exist. Rav Sheshes Basra, the Lesago, Priti de Kaspa, said Rav Sheshes says, fine, but we're talking about a place where silver prutas do not circulate. Prutas in such places are made out of copper rather than silver. We talked about yesterday, never mind prutas, what about other smaller silver coins, such as a ma, or things like that. So we talked about, is it because we're also talking about a place where they don't have moist of silver either, and the smallest silver coin is in fact a dinner, or is it because we assume the person meant to donate to the Beis Mikdash something choshul, and less than a dinner wouldn't be considered choshul? Okay. So in any case, therefore, but again, if he hadn't, in other words, the implication in both these cases, if he hadn't said the word makbeah, then in fact he could give a piece of silver or a piece of gold. Okay. We said nechoshes, if he says I'm going to give copper to the Beis Hamikdash, lo yifchas mima kesef, then he should bring not less than a ma's worth, than a silver ma's worth of copper. And again, now there you could for sure say you should be able to bring a pruta of copper, but we can't say we're talking about a place where there's no prutas of copper. So again, the idea would be The idea would be that we wanted we assumed he meant a double choshev, and a prutah is not really a double choshev. So on the other hand, we did talk about yesterday the Rachron, and we talked about that. Yeah, if he had said that I'm going to give a coin of nechoshes, then in fact he could give a pruta. But here we're talking about he just said nechoshes copper, so therefore we obligate him to give a silver maz worth of it. Okay. Now the Gemara brings a different opinion. Tanya of Lazman Yaakov Emer Leifkes Mitzinorak Tana Shal Nechoshes. He should not give less than the size of a small fork made out of copper. So the Gemara says, "Lamai Chazir, what would you use a small fork for?" Amar Abai, Shemachatet Marisap Psilas. You would use it to break off the end of the Moichdin as a different gilsa, to knock off the end, the burnt end of a wick. You light a candle, or you light the lamps of the menorah, or as Tosfos points out, we can be talking about other lamps around the Beis Mikdash. As the wick burns, you have ash gathers on the end of it. Nowadays they make the wicks in such a way that falls off automatically, but back then they didn't necessarily have that, so therefore you'd need something to knock off every so often the end of the burnt end of the wick so that the light will shine more brightly. So therefore, so they would use small little copper tools for that, and they would use it to clean out the oil cups so that they could refill them with oil. Rashi explains talking about of the menorah. Tosfos points out, not really. The menorah had its own tools that were made with it. That were made in Machtachar, Machtasel, Zav, Tahr. As the pasuk says, they had tweezers or tongs and shovels with which they would clean out the menorah. So Tosfos says we're talking about all over the Beis Mikdash. There would be lamps all over the place. They had to have light all over the place. So they would have lamps here and there. And for those, they would use these kinds of copper, those little kinds of copper forks or tweezers or whatever for the purpose. So therefore, the Blazman Yaakov is saying that if a person says, I'm giving the choshes to the Beis Mikdash, then that would be not, instead of giving a silver, instead of having to give a silver maz worth of copper, instead he can give this little fork made out of copper, which as Tosfos points out, is likely to be less in value and less in size than a maz of silver. Okay. So we talked in the Mishnah about gold, silver, and copper. What about Barzel? What about the Gemara says, what if a person says, I'm going to give iron to the Beis Mikdash? How much does he have to bring? So Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Achedim, which usually means Reb Meir, says, Lo yifchis mikal ya'orev. He should give not less than the size of the piece of iron that they use for the kal ya'orev. The kal ya'orev was something they had on top of the heichel, on top of the roof of the heichel. So Rashi describes them as sharp nails that they would put there. Kal ya means to remove or to scare away. Orev means ravens. You didn't want ravens perching on the roof of the heichel. So the idea is, first of all, because there are different mafarshim talk about, You don't want them poaching on there and dirtying it with their waste. You don't want them bringing ravens, often of predatory birds. After all, they may carry pieces of dead animals or shrutzim or whatever, and then drop them on the Beis Mikdash and make them tomei. So they would have something kalya to chase away or to prevent. That's the word kalya, to prevent all of the ravens. Tosfos brings over here that Elsa here actually defines them as sharp spikes. In other places, in a different place, Rashi defines it instead as they'd have sheets of metal with sharp edges, and they would put them, they would stand them on their sides so that if a bird is going to poach over there, then its legs would get cut and it would scare it away. The Tosfos brings from the Aruch that was a scarecrow. They'd have a figure on top of the heichel that was meant to scare away birds. Tosfos also brings from the Aruch that in the first Beis Mikdash they didn't need a kal ya'orev. The kedusha of the first Beis Mikdash was so great that no birds would dare perch on the heichel any. The second Beis Mikdash, which had lesser kedusha, that they would need the kal ya'orev for. Tosfos points out that there's a Gemara in Moed Katan that says that that refers to the Kali Odom in connection with the Tosfos Mikra. So Tosfos says maybe he made it. Then they realize they don't need it after all, and so they took it down. But in any case, they had one in the second Beis Mikdash. So now they would make it out of whether metal spikes, like Rashi's saying over here, or sharpened sheets of metal with sharpened edges, as Tosfos is bringing, or Scarecrow as the Orof is bringing, and therefore they need an iron for that. So now if a person says, I'm going to bring iron for the Beis Mikdash, then he should give not less than the size for that. With Kama, well, how much iron is that? I'm going to be a Amma al Amma. The answer is it's one Amma by one Amma. So if you had said it spikes, then it would be Pashtus, it would mean a piece that has a piece of size of an Amma that's covered with such spikes. If you say that it's sharpened, that's sheets of metal, well, then the sheet of metal itself would be an Amma in size. The Gemara says Ikadamri, another version, has it the other way around. Well, you've chismet that the Brai. So the point of this first version, the Brai said not less than what you need for the Kal Yoriv. And how much would that be? Rabbi Yosef defines that as an Amma on Amma. Ikadamri, another version was that the Brai explicitly had said, Layukhisma Amma on Amma. Don't give less than an Amma by an Amma. And the question is, what would the Bismithish use a sheet of iron, an Amma by an Amma for? Om Rabbi Yosef for Kal Yoriv. And the answer is Rabbi Yosef is saying that they would use it for the Kal Yoriv. There doesn't seem to be any actual difference between them. They both agree that the Talia Odev, they both agree it's an Amma by an Amma. One of them, a Foshim, an Ein Yaakov, called Ein Eliyahu, points out that a Nafkamina between it would be Ein Son Fanel Ness. If you say Ein Son Fanel Ness, well, therefore, so we want to make sure that there's not going to be birds poaching on the hay hole. So they have. Then there's nothing wrong with that, as opposed to if you say Son Fanel Ness, So why should we even want to mention the Kal Yoriv? We just want to mention an Amma by an Amma and leave it to the Amudoyim to explain what that's used for. Whereas according to the first Braisa, we wouldn't care about that. There's nothing wrong with having a Kal Yoriv because in fact we should say Ein Sem Chanel Nes, and therefore the Braisa will say it explicitly. The Mishnah continues, Hare Ola Yayin, if a person says, I obligate myself to bring wine as a korban, you should bring not less than 3 bulgin, because 3 bulgin is the minimum amount, as we said before, that's ever poured on a mizbeach at once. When you bring a sheep as a korban, then you have 3 bulgin of wine coming along with it. Shemen, if he says, I'm going to give oil, now we learned at the end of the previous parak, we had a machlokas, whether you can be menadev oil by itself. Rabbi Akiva had said no, Rabbi Tarfon had said yes. Clearly, our Mishnah goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon that you couldn't. So if a person says, I'm going to bring oil, well, you've chris milug. You should bring not less than a lug, which is the minimum amount that you ever have. When you bring a mincha, you have a lug of oil with it, and therefore, so now also a lug is the minimum. Rebbe Omer, Shloisha Lugin, Rebbe says the minimum would be 3 lugin, because that would be the amount of oil that's brought with the minchas nesachim of a sheep. So Rashi points out that even though by minchas nedava it is in fact mixed with the flour, nevertheless the Tanakama of our Mishnah says it's good enough if you're going to bring oil by itself that you can also bring a lug, even though you don't find oil by itself being only a lug, because you find it mixed into the mincha. But Rabbi is saying 3 lugim. We'll see in the Gemara why they all agree. Hey Rashi, again, if a person says, I did specify how much I'm going to bring, how much wine or oil, then you're damn lucky, Rashi, but I don't remember what I specified. So how much does he have to bring? Then he has to bring the amount of wine or oil, which is the largest amount that would ever be brought on one day for the Korbanos Tzibur. As we'll see in the Gemara, what day that is, and we'll calculate how much that is. So the Gemara says, turn it up on him. We learn it right. So first of all, how do we know that when he says wine, he has to bring at least 3 lugim of wine? That if we go to the end of the previous parak, we can't bring 1 or 2 and 5. We had a machlokas. What we do with so Tanan Rabbanan? The pasuk says after it describes the nesachim, it says Ezrach. It says any yid. Ezrach literally means a native born Jew. And the pasuk goes on to say that it refers to ger as well. But the point is, in other words, any Jew can bring nesachim. Now, why does that say that? Melamachim. It's not vinyayin. From that we learn that you can also bring wine as a korban. We learned this a few days ago as well. So we learned from that that you can bring wine by itself. Kama, and how much would it be? Shloisha lugin, 3 lugin. When we nine she melts of a hoisif Yosef, and we know that he can bring more if he wants to. As we said, he can bring 4 or 6, and he can bring anything from 6 and above, because we said you can divide it among the nesachim of various korbanos. Kama lima, yeah. Therefore, the passage says, yeah, it shall be, meaning that you have other alternatives as well, as far as nesachim. Yochel Yifchos, then you would think you can bring less. No, therefore the pasuk says kocha like this. And whenever it says kocha is ma'akiv, means it has to be no less than this. The Mishnah said Shemin lo Yifchos min alug. If he says I'm going to bring oil, he has to bring not less than a lug. Rebbe omer shloish alugim, and Rebbe says he should bring not less than three lugs. So, but my commitment, what's the underlying machlokes? So the other chachamim before in front of Rambam said the machlokes will be when we have a when we're learning one halacha from another, as we're saying we're learning here from a mincha the fact that you can bring oil by itself as a korban. Do we then we learn from it and continue learning from it as many details as possible, or do we learn from it, but otherwise basically we learn some particular detail from the other one, but basically we leave it as is. So that's going to affect the question then of how we decide whether the minimum amount of wine that he has to bring is one lug, or whether the minimum amount of oil is one lug or three lug. Namely, Rabbanan Savri said, Rabbanan hold Yun Mino or Mino. We're going to learn from the Mincha, which we just said, since by Mincha the minimum is one lug of oil, therefore you can bring one lug of oil by itself as a korban on the Mizbeach. And Umina, I'm going to continue learning from that. So we're going to start with the basic concept, Ma Mincha Misnadbin, Hashem and Nadbin Misnadbin. Just like you can bring a Mincha, then you can also bring oil, which we learned at the end of the previous parak, that if we say that we can bring oil by itself, we learn it from a pasuk that it mentions in connection with the korban mincha, when it says the nefesh is sacred, the korban mincha Hashem. So we said we learn from the word korban that he can bring oil by itself. So we're going to learn from the mincha the fact that we can bring oil umina, and we're going to continue learning from that. Ma mincha belug, Hashem and belug. So just like mincha, you have a lug of oil. The same way, if a person is bringing oil by itself, then the same way you can bring a lug by itself. If when you bring the same way as when the lug of mincha of oil and mincha is a lug, the same way if you can bring oil by itself, it can be a lug. The Rebbe Sava, Rebbe on the other hand holds Dunmina. Yes, you're going to learn from the mincha, but other than that, you have to leave it in it the way it was until now. Really, you find that you bring oil by itself. Or not by itself. Where do you find the chlal, the concept of a person bringing oil? Now you find. We're saying that you can bring oil by itself. You learn from the mincha. But other than that, where do we find a person bringing oil? We find by mincha nesachim. So therefore, Rebbe says, dun mino. We're going to learn from the mincha. But okay, ba'asra. But we're going to keep it in its place. We're going to say that after all, when you bring oil by itself, it's like nesachim. You're not bringing it as a mincha. You're bringing it as nesachim. Therefore, we should keep it in its place and learn that it should be like So you start with just like you can donate a mincha, so you can donate an oil. So you can donate oil. That will learn from the word korban. But we're going to leave it in its place once we do that. But can this stop them? We're going to say when you're donating oil, then after all, you're treating it like a nesachim. It's not going to be burnt on the fire of the mizbeach. It's not going to be a solid or a semi-solid that's burnt on the fire of the mizbeach like a mincha. It's going to be fine. Maybe it'll be poured onto the fire of the mizbeach. But in any case, it's being treated like nesachim. Ma nesachim shloishes lugim. And just like wine, just like nesachim of wine, the minimum is three lugim, as we said. So Rebbe would say, Hashem and Nami shloishes lugim, the same way oil is going to be minimum three lugim. So that would be the explanation. Everybody agrees that we're learning from the mincha that you can bring oil by itself, but the question is, then are we treating it like a mincha, or are we treating it like nesachim? That was what the other chachamim had said before Rav Papa. Omalu Rav Papa, but Rav Papa says, no, after mincha gamalah, if Rebbe were to learn the fact that you can bring oil by itself, if he were to learn it from a mincha, then there would be no question that everybody, that all of them would agree that dun mino mino. And there would be no reason for Rebbe to say that you should learn from the Sukh. No, says Rebbe, that's not the reason. Elo Rebbe me ezrach gamalah. Rather, Rebbe is learning from the fact that it's learning, how do you know that you can bring oil? Is like we said before, the word Ezra, which means any yid can bring the sachim. So we said before that we've learned from that you can bring wine. Rebbe is learning from that also that you can bring oil as well. Well, then in that case, since it's in connection with the sachim, then therefore the minimum amount of oil has to be like in the sachim. So we will give. So that's why. In other words, the Republican is saying you're saying he's learning from a mincha, but he argues whether you should learn all of it from the mincha or someplace else. No, the Chalal is learning from a pasuk, from a word, and the pasuk in connection with the Sachin. Well, Rav Huna Breder of Nassan says to, who was apparently one of the Chachamim who was part of the discussion before, he says to the Papa, "Mi matzis amr tafi, how could you possibly say that? V'hatanya, so you're saying that Rebbe learns it for the word Ezrach. V'hatanya, we learn it in a Braisa. When the Pasuk says, V'nefesh hasakrif korban mimcha, so why does it have to say the word korban? V'lamach v'snadvin shemen, from there you learn it to bring oil by itself as a korban. V'kama, and how much shloshes lugin? Then three lugin. Now, man shams le'dala shloshes lugin. Now, which opinion is it that says that you have to bring three lugin in Rebbe? Because according to the Rabbanan, this Braisa wouldn't fit in the first place, because according to them, you can bring one lug. But come by, let me korban. And yet, Rebbe is learning from the fact that it says korban. So we see that Rebbe is in fact learning from in connection with the mincha, and therefore the argument between them has to be like we Chachmei Hayeshiva said originally that it's about drumino v'oki ba'asra, and not like you the papa that it's because which pasuk Rebbe is learning it from. Amalei, so the papa says Itanya Tanya. Okay, if it says in a braisa, it says in a braisa. Now sometimes that means. So Tosfos says, fine, then in that case, the Papa is saying, then in that case, I can see that must be the correct explanation of what Rebbe is saying. On the other hand, there are places in Shas where Rashi explains that sometimes what it means is, okay, this is how I learned from my Rebbe. You have a Braisa that says otherwise, okay, I hear, but nevertheless, I'm not giving up what my Rebbe said just because you have a Braisa. Maybe there's another Braisa out there that would agree with my version. So here it could be either way. It could be the Papa closer says the Papa is conceding, but it's also possible to explain that the Papa is saying you can stick with your Braisa. I'm going to stick with how I learned from my Rebbe. In a case, the halacha is like the halacha is like the Chachamim in that. So therefore, he can bring a look. Okay. Next. The Mishnah says Pirashki, if he says I specified how much wine or oil I'm gonna bring, then any day my Pirashki, and I don't remember what I specified, Yavi can Yom HaMerubah, but then he has to bring as much wine or as much oil as brought on the day when there's the largest number of Nisachim. Well, how much is that? Tana, we learn in a Maisa, Ki Yomta, Vedishim Shachar, Shachali is for Shabbos. That would be the first day of Sukkot, which comes out on Shabbos. As we learned in the previous Perek, then you have on that day, you have the largest number of animal korbanos that are brought on any one day. You have 13 bulls, 2 rams, 14 sheep. You have a goat for a chattas as well, but a chattas doesn't have nesachim. And then you have, in addition, because it's in addition, you have the two korbanos tamid, and because it's Shabbos, you have the 2 musafim of Shabbos. So altogether, the total number of animals that you have then is 35. You have 13 bulls, 2 rams is 15. 33. 13 bulls, 2 rams, and well, you also have a goat, but fine, we'll ignore that for the moment. And 18 sheep altogether, 14 that are part of the mincha of Sukkot, and the first of each day of Sukkot, 2 for the Talmud and 2 for the Musaf of Shabbos. Now, in terms of the flour for the mincha, we learned before that comes out to 61 asroinim of flour. In terms of wine and oil, so there, the wine and oil is the same amount. So you have 6 lugim of oil for each bull, 4 for each ram, and 3 for each sheep. So if we calculate it, then you have 13 bulls times 6 is 78. You have 2 rams times 4 is another 8, so that makes 86. And then you have 18 sheep, each of which needs 3 lugim, so that makes another 54. 86 plus 54 equals 140. So therefore, he would have to bring 140. Therefore, he would have to bring 140 lugim of wine. Again, when in this case, where he said that I made a neder to bring wine, and I don't remember how much. So then we assume the max is, so we're going to max it out at the amount that the greatest number of public korbanos are brought, which is what we just calculated. You consider, for example, you take, let's say, a typical bottle of wine, 750 milliliters, which is about 25 ounces, give or take. So if you consider a lug is about half of that, give or take, according to the different postkin. So you're talking about in this scenario, for example, the person would be bringing approximately 70 bottles of wine at Nisachim. The Mishnah says, if a person says, I obligate myself to bring an Ola, and he didn't specify what kind of animal, Yovi Keves, then he has to bring a sheep. So he could bring those, he could bring something larger, but the minimum he has to bring is a sheep, because that's the cheapest kind of, Rabbi Lozman Azariah Omer, Oitoro, then Yona, Rabbi Lozman Azariah says he can be Yotza also with a dove, or with a total dove, or a common dove, because he holds that that's included in Ola as well, for reasons that we'll discuss in the Gemara. What if he says Perashti, I specified what kind of animal I'm going to bring. Perashti means a bucker. If he says I specified what I'm going to bring, a certain kind of cattle as an Ola, but I don't remember what I specified. So now, being that he said it, he does remember that he said an Ola can only be a male animal. Therefore, you'll be fire of the eagle, so therefore you have to bring a bull and a calf. So an adult animal and a baby animal, and that way he's covering himself no matter what. We'll see in the Gemara. Is that in fact so? Or what about? Why can't he bring a bull? And Monafshach is Yotze, because if he brings, didn't we talk about before, that if he brings a smaller korban, that if he meant to bring a smaller korban, and he brings a larger one, he could be Yotze. We'll talk about that point in the Gemara. Next, Mina Behema, if he says, I promise to bring an Ola from the animals in general, but I don't remember what I specified. So then you have more possibilities. You have a pair of the eagle, he's going to have to bring a bull and a calf. Ayol, he's going to have to bring a ram, sawyer, a goat, an adult goat, gdi, a baby goat, utleh, and a baby sheep, because those are all the possibilities among the animals of what can be brought for an Ola. What about if he says, Perashti, the Enya Dema Perashti, if he says, I specified, but I don't mean remember what I specified, it's possible that he mentioned a bird as well. So then, Moshe Falem, Toda Ben Yonah, he would have to bring those six animals that we said, plus also he'd have to bring a dove, a turtle dove and a dove, and that way, no matter what, he's covered by for whatever it is that he had actually made the bet. Next, Areya like Toda Shlomim, if he says, I obligate myself to bring a Toda or a Shlomim, Yavi Keves, so again, the same thing, he can be Yotze by bringing a sheep. Now here you don't have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagreeing, because there's no such thing as a Shlomim or a Toda that comes from birds. Tosfos points out, we have in front of us Toda u'shlomim, which might suggest that he made a neder to bring a Toda and a Shlomim. Tosfos points out that's not what it means. It was a Toda or a Shlomim. Anyway, Yavi Keves, so he can be Yotze by bringing a sheep, which is the cheapest animal. If he says Perashti min Bokker, again, if he says I specified min Bokker, if he says I specified from cattle, then you dema Perashti, but I don't remember what I specified. So now, being that it's a Toda or a Shlomim, and those can be female animals as well, so now Yavi Karu Para Egel the Egel. So now, because he said cattle, so he has to bring all four types of cattle that are possible. Of the bull, a cow, a male calf, and a female calf. If he says mina behema, if he says I made a neder that I bring a toad or a shlomim from the animals, and I don't remember which kind of animal I specified, then he has to bring all the possibilities. You'll be power of Florida, he's gonna have to bring a bull and a cow, egg over egla, a male and a female calf, ayol or rachela, he's gonna have to bring a ram, which is an adult male sheep, or rachela, and a female adult sheep. Sor Seira, a male and a female adult goat, Gdiogdia, a male and a female baby goat, Talia, and a male and female, and a male and female lamb, because those are all the possibilities. Those are all the possibilities that can be a toad or a slug. There's no birds, so therefore he's a potter from birds. And even if he said any again, Mapirashki, then he those that's the maximum that'll have to bring. Is those 12 animals. Next, Harel I sure. If a person says generically, I'm going to bring a sure, and he said, I'm going to bring a sure as a carbon, so how much should the sure be worth? You'll be born the sock of the money. Then he should bring a sure where the ox itself, together with the nesachim, costs a total of a money. Where do we get this? Where do we get a money? It actually says it comes from Torah Shabbat Pen. Tosfos discusses at some length over here that no, not necessarily is it actually midaraiso from Torah Shabbat Peh. That would have to be so. Maybe in fact it could be less than that. And just we're saying that that should be the proper value of it. But if he wants to bring Ba'ayin Yopa, then these should be the figures that he brings. If in fact, let's say prices have gone down, And now, even the best quality show costs less than a money, then fine, goes into Haiti, you can bring one less than a money. So it would be buying your thing. The Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos over here, says somewhat along the same lines that these were the typical prices for average animals, a little bit different than Tosfos. Tosfos is implying that here, this is the price, and the next few in the Mishnah are going to be the prices for the best quality animals. The Rambam says not necessarily the best quality, average quality. A person says, I'm going to bring a korban, who's not required, the Rambam says, in Yad HaChazaka, is not required to bring the top quality animal for a carbon. We can, on the other hand, bring the cheapest and scorniest eater. We should bring the average kind. So the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, explains that the figures in our Mishnah are all the average prices in those days for these various types of animals. And in fact, in Yad HaChazaka, he doesn't bring the prices at all. He just says, in general, the person should bring the average one, because that'll have to be decided at the time according to the price, according to what the current market value of animals are. They have nowadays that you can find people have been building websites in preparation for the Gula Amitis Hashlema to help people work out how they're going to bring their korbanos and the various logistics of it. And they have one actually that I saw a few days ago that actually attempts to calculate for the average price of animals, of each of the different types of animals that a person would have to bring as a korban, and how much you should have to earmark for that purpose in order to be able to bring your korbanos when Mashiach comes. Okay. So the Mishnah continues. So he said, I'm going to bring a shtur. So sorry. He had said a shtur generically, so therefore it should be the kind where it plus the nesachim together equal a mana. Again, Torah Shabbat Peh pointed that would generally be the price for the best quality one according to Tosfos, or that would be the price for an average one according to the Rambam. Similarly, Egel, if he says, I'm going to bring a calf, Yovihu, the Sacham B'chavish, then he should bring a calf with it and the Sacham together, cost 5 sloim. A money is 100, a money is 25 sloim, an Egel is worth a lot less, so it's a smaller animal. Ayol, if he says, I'm going to bring a ram, Yovihu, the Sacham B'shtayim, then it should be an animal where it plus the Sacham together are equal 2 sloim. Pepes, and if he says, I'm going to bring a sheep, Yovihu, and a Sacham B'Sela, then he should be bringing one where it plus the Nesachim together equal a Sela. Now, that's all if he just said generically that he's going to bring a shur or an eagle, etc. What about shur b'mona? What about if he specifically said, I'm going to bring a shur that is worth a mona? Yovihu b'mona, chutz min Nesachim, then he should bring. It has to be a shur that's worth a mana, besides for the Nesachim, because here he specifically said, a shur that's worth a mana, therefore we hold him to that, and he has to bring the shur itself, has to be worth a mana, and the Nesachim will be above and beyond that. Similarly, Egel B'chomish, if you specify, I'm going to bring a calf that's worth 5 sloyim, Yovel B'chomish, plus the Nesachim, then again, it has to be worth 5 sloyim besides for the Nesachim, Ayo B'shtayim, Yovel B'shtayim, plus the Nesachim, Tevis B'Sela, Yovel B'Sela, plus the Nesachim, the same thing with a ram for 2 sloyim, and the same way with a sheep for a Sela, and all those cases, once he specified the price, then we hold him to that, and he has to bring the actual value of the is the value of the actual animal minus the Nesachim. What about, continues the Mishnah, shur b'mona, if he said I'm going to bring a shur that's worth a mona, the heavy shnayim b'mona, and he brought 2 oxen that are together worth a mona, so he went to the cattle market, he brought 2 oxen for a mona, lo yotza, and he's not yotza, because he said he's going to bring 1 shur that's worth a mona. Even if each of them, even if a mona is 100 dinar, which is 25 sloyim, so let's say instead he bought each of them for 99. So together, they're worth a lot more than 100 dinar that he said. Nevertheless, he's not yotze. He said he's going to bring a shur that's worth a mona, so it has to be a mona no less than that. Continues the Mishnah. Shachar v'hevi lovan. If he said I'm going to bring a black ox as a token, and instead he brought a white one, lovan v'hevi shachar. He said I'm going to bring a white one, and instead he brought a black one, lo yotze. And again, he's not yotze because he said his nether. Now you could argue, I mean, what's the problem? Is there really a difference in halacha between a white ox and a black ox? Tosfos says it's not a matter of halacha, but there is a difference between them as far as the quality. The Gemara mentions in Nozir, and mentions it briefly in Gittin as well, that a black ox is best for its skin. The skin of a black ox is the highest quality that you can get. A red ox would be best for its flesh, and a white one is best for plowing. So different kinds, different colors of animals are going to be better for different purposes. So granted, here you're bringing it as a korban, but nevertheless, though, there is still that difference that he said he's going to bring an animal whose best qualities are for such and such, and instead he brings a different one, so therefore he wouldn't be Yotze. Similar, the Mishnah continues, God over heavy cotton lo Yotze. If he said, I'm going to bring a big ox, and he brought a small one, he's not Yotze, because he brought too little. Cotton behavior God or Yotza. On the other hand, continues the Mishnah, if he said, I'm going to bring a small ox, and he brought a bigger one, then he is Yotza, because the larger one includes the smaller one, and therefore he's good. Rebbe says, no, he's not Yotza, he has to bring exactly as he said. Now, throughout the Mishnah, we had these various cases where, for example, he said, I'm going to bring cattle as a korban, and he hadn't specified what kind of cattle, and we make him bring both a pout and an eagle, bull and a bull, and a calf. Is it the same kind of thing? Would we say that, oh, that's only according to Rebbe and according to the Chachamim, he'd be Yotze with just a bull? We'll see that in the Gemara. So first of all, we have the Machlokas at the beginning of the Mishnah between the Chachamim and between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, when he says, Harei Olai Ola, where the Tanakhama had said he has to bring a sheep specifically, and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah had said he could bring a dove or a turtle dove. So the Gemara points out, the likely, there's not really a Machlokas between them. Marki Asri or Marki Asri. Each one is talking in terms of how it is where he lives. Rashi explains, where the Tanakhama lived, a sheep was less valuable than a bird. Therefore, the Tanakhama says, again, he made a neder generically, I'm going to bring an ola. He didn't specify. So if in the Tanakhama's area, sheep were cheaper than birds, therefore he can be Yotze with a sheep. Or in Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's area, the birds were cheaper than sheep, therefore he can be Yotze by bringing a bird. That's one explanation. Tosfos on Amud Aleph points out a different angle on it. Tosfos points out that what are we talking about? Where you're buying it? Most people would come and buy their korbanos in Yerushalayim. You could, of course, hypothetically, you could take an animal from your herd and bring it all the way to Yerushalayim, but most people wouldn't do that. They would just buy their animals in Yerushalayim. So in that case, what do you mean, Marki Asrei or Marki Asrei, that each one goes according to where he lives, go according to how it is in Yerushalayim? So Tosfos says, fine, but he still has in mind the way he sees things in his hometown. So if in his hometown, the prices are going to be different. In some places, birds will be cheaper. In some places, animals will be cheaper. Then we're going to do that respectively. There are Mephoshim, the Ravaz, and the Chofetz Chaim ask on Rashi, where are you ever going to find in practice that a bird is going to be more expensive than a sheep? It doesn't seem likely. The Rambam has a whole different explanation, that when the Gemara says Marki Asri is when people spoke of an Ola without specifying what do they mean. In the Tanakhama's area, when a person would say Ola, he meant, unless he specified, would mean an animal Ola, as opposed to where Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah lived, when people would say Ola, they equally well meant a bird Ola. Well, therefore, so now he just said generically Ola, then we have to go according to what the generic term is in his area. So not a matter of the prices of them, as Rashi says, but rather a matter of the terminology, how people talk. Next, the Gemara says, Tonan Abanan, we're learning a braisa, more on this topic. Harei alai ola v'sela l'mizbeach. What if a person says, I obligate myself to bring an ola that's worth a seller to the mizbeach? So what should he bring? Yovi keves. So then he should bring a sheep. She'en l'chodova, shekara b'sela, l'gabi mizbeach, ela keves shekara b'sela. As we said, when we talk about the prices in the Mishnah, we mentioned a sheep, a baby sheep, a lamb, which is worth a seller. So therefore, you're not going to find anything that's worth a seller that comes onto the mizbeach, only a baby sheep. So therefore that would be what he brings. Here it would mean actually the Sfasanis talks about it means that again he has to bring it with Nesachim, so it means that the sheep plus the Nesachim together would all equal a seller. Again, Pirashti, if he says I specified that I'm going to bring something for a seller, but I don't remember what it is that I specified, so then he has to bring something of each of the kind of things that are offered on the Mizbeach that are worth a seller. Because again, Rashi explained, like we had before, once he specified something, he knows that he specified something, but he doesn't remember what it is, so now we have other possibilities. So we have to find anything that's worth a seller, as long as Rashi points out, it would have to be a whole thing. So anything that he can find that would be there, where you can find a whole thing, or a whole item, that would be worth a seller, that would have to be good as a korban, then he's going to have to bring that. Next, the Mishnah had said, the Mishnah had said, Perashti, that if it says I specified what kind of animal I'm going to, that's what I'm kind of, Perashti mina bakar, I specified that I'm going to bring from the cattle, the any day my Perashti, but I don't remember what I specified. So the Mishnah had said, Yobi Tyre the eagle, then he has to bring a bull and a calf. So the Gemara says, why a bull and a calf? Am I? The Lysi Tyre mina bakar. Let him bring just a bull, and one way or the other, it'll help. Because like we said at the end of the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, Yesh v'chal masayim mana, a larger one includes a smaller one. So if he said, I'm going to bring a cow, if he said, I'm going to bring a bull is larger than a calf, so therefore it should include it. So the Gemara says, Halmani Rebbe. Well, then apparently that part of the Mishnah has to be like Rebbe, Omar, where he said, is at the end of the Mishnah, cut the heavy guard, the Loyotza, that if he brought, that he was going to bring a smaller animal, and instead he brought a larger animal, then he's not Yotzer. When the Chachamim, in fact, we would say earlier in the Mishnah that it's enough for him to bring a bull, and that's good enough because if he said as long as he said something from the cattle, so you can bring the largest possible thing from the cattle, and it'll cover the smaller one as well. Clearly, talk about that. Listen, I mean, you could argue that even according to the Rabbanim, maybe the Dievet, maybe only the Dievet, if he brought the larger one, would he be Yotze? Well, we wouldn't tell him to bring the larger one, tell him to bring like the way he made it in Eretz. But the Oros HaMeach and the Taras HaKodesh point out that no, because here the whole thing itself is a suffix. He himself doesn't remember what he said, so according to the Chachamim, we shouldn't obligate him to bring both. If to begin with he said, I'm going to bring an eagle, a calf, and he still remembers that he said a calf, then sure, we should tell him to stick with that. Don't bring a bull. But yeah, but you brought a bull, then fine, you yoitzim. But look, you shouldn't tell him on the but here, it's a matter of the evidence, because he forgot what he says, and according to the Chachamim, we're not going to hold him to bringing both, whereas according to Rebbe, we're going to have to hold him to both. Well, the Gemara says, E, Rebbe, if you're going to tell me that the earlier part of the Mishnah is like Rebbe, a Masefer, then look at the end of the Mishnah, where he said, Shur b'mona, if he says, I'm going to bring a shur that's worth a mona, the Hevi Shnayim b'mona, and instead he brought two oxen where together they were worth a mona, lo yaza, then he's not yotzer. And even if each one of them was worth one dinner less than a full mona, so each one is worth 99 dinner, and nevertheless he's not yotzer, and the Mishnah had continued, Shachar behavi lovan, lovan behavi shachar. And if he said, I'm going to bring a black ox, and instead he brought a white one, or a white one, and instead he brought a black one, God over heavy cotton, lo yotza. And if he says, I'm going to bring a big one, he brings a smaller one, he's not yotza. But the Mishnah had said, cotton over heavy, God or yotza. But if he said, I'm going to bring a small one, and he brings a larger one, he is yotza. Rebbe omer lo yotza. And Rebbe says he's not yotza. So it comes out, if you're going to say that the earlier part of the Mishnah, where it mentioned, when he said, I'm going to bring from cattle, and he doesn't remember which one, and you make him bring both a bull and a calf, it comes out, ratio of a safer Rebbe, Mitzvah Rabbanim. It comes out that Reisha and the Sefer of our Mishnah are like Rebbe, and the middle part of it is going to Rabbanim. Because you would say the beginning part, when it says that if he said, I'm going to bring from cattle, and he doesn't remember which one, let me make him bring both a bull and a calf, that would be according to Rebbe. Then we're going to have the part according to the Chachamim, where it mentions various cases that he's not Yotze, but then one case where he is Yotze, namely where he said cotton and instead he brought a gather. And then you're going to go back to Rebbe and say that, and then say that Rebbe says you're not Yotze. That's not how Mishnayos are structured. So the answer is A. Yes, in this case, Reisha B'Sefer Rebbe, or Mitzvah Rabbanan, yes, in this case, it is structured that way, with the middle being the Chachamim, but Hachi Kama, what the Mishnah means to say, Dogozeh, Machlokas Rebbe V'Rabbanan. You should know that this point is subject to a Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan. When we said earlier in the Mishnah that he's going to have to bring a bull, and he's not Yotze by just bringing a bull, you should know that's only according to Rebbe. You should know the Chum and Rebbe argue on that point. So therefore, the Mishnah is structured logically. First, it brings Rebbe's opinion. Then it says you should know that in fact Rebbe and the Chachamim argue on that point, and here's their machlokas. We can go a little further in the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to bring about, we're talking about bringing oilus, so let's talk about, and we're going to talk about the various kinds of animals that conceivably could be brought as oilus. We've said there can be as many as, we've said in the Mishnah, that when the person said, I'm going to bring an oila, and he doesn't remember what kind of animal, there can be as many as six kinds of animals that he has to bring, an adult and baby male. A bull and a calf, the males among the cattle, the males among the goats, and the male adult and baby, and the males among the sheep, adult and baby. So So now the Gemara is going to bring something that relates to that. Tanan Hossam, we learned in a Mishnah in Masechta in Masechta Shkodim, Shisha L'Nedava. In the Bismikdash they had, there were 13 shofars, 13 pushkas, and they used them for different purposes of korbanos. And so the Mishnah starts by listing six of them, and the Mishnah starts by listing seven of them, and what they were labeled. One was for the one was for Matzah Shekel, one was for a person misgiving last year Matzah Shekel, and he puts it in the second box. Another one was for people who have to bring bird korbanos and so on and so forth. There were different ones. And then the Mishnah finishes off, Shisha L'Nedava. Six of them were just labeled Nedava, that they would use them to bring olas when there was no korbanos being brought. Yeah. And they would use those for kayit samizdeach. They would bring korbanos where the meat, the body of the korban is burnt on the mizdeach, and the skins would go to the kohen. And the Gemara mentioned, the Mishnah mentions in the Shkolim over there that there was a drasha of Yodah Kohen Gadol from the time of the first Beis Hamikdash that explained that this is what we do with, among other things, with mosuris, with leftover money from certain other kinds of korbanos. So the Gemara says, connected meat. Why do we have six? Why do we have six boxes for Nedava? If anyway, they're all being used for Kayitz on his back, why do we need six boxes? So this one has a simon over here, simon Kamaf Shai. This is a simon for the initials of the names of the various Amorim who are going to give answers over here on the side. It says over here it's really supposed to be Kanaz Pasha, or a different gears of Kizaf Shah, whatever. These are initials for the different Amirorim. Rav David Powder points out that there's a remez in it, Shin Ayin, represents Shin Ayin Nahorin, that's brought in various places in Kabbalah, 370 lights and energies of a lacourse that are brought down into our world, and you want to have, on the other hand, the clippers can leech off them. Kol Yosef, he says, he has the gears over here, Kof Yod Zion Fei is the beginning of the simon. Kol Yosef means he borrows. So like the clippers are trying to borrow and leech off these Shin Ayin, the 370, and we have to fob them off, we have to keep them at bay by bringing korbanos. So we're going to have a bunch of answers why we have six Nadala boxes. Among them, we're going to have actually six answers. So Chizkiyah can get Shisha Bote Ovis HaKoyanim. It corresponds to the six Bote Ovis of the Koyanim. The Koyanim are divided into Mishmonis. Each Mishmor in turn is divided into Bote Ov. Each one serves a different day of the week. And now there are different places where it talks about, not everybody agrees that there are six Bote Ovis. Some say that there were seven. Some say the number was variable depending on the size of the Mishmor. But so one answer is then that there were six Bote Ov. One explanation is there were six Bote Ovis, and then on Shabbos each day a different one would serve in the Beis Hamikdash, and on Shabbos all of them would serve together. So there were six Bote Ovis, and the idea was Shetikna Lan Chachamim. So the Chachamim made a takana that they should have these six boxes. She is Shalom Zayin Zayin, that they should have peace with one another. Meaning, Rashi explains like this again. The Kohenim stand to gain from what goes into these Nedava boxes, because they're going to get the skins from the olas that are brought. So now, if there was only one pushka for that, then there's going to be an argument. What happens, for example, on Sunday, let's say, when the first Beis Tov is serving, there's going to be a lot of people who brought voluntary korbanos. And then, therefore, they're not using the Nedava that day because the whole day the Beis Hamikdash is being kept busy with korbanos. The next day, nobody's bringing korbanos, and therefore they have to use kayitz on his back, and therefore the next Beis Tov is getting to open up that shofar and bring the korbanos and get the skins from it. So then they're going to argue, how come you guys are getting skins from these korbanos and we didn't? So you're going to say, well, so what? You guys had individuals who worked korbanos during your day. They can say, well, that was our mazel. That's not something that shouldn't deprive us of the right to have ones from the other days as well. So therefore, they have six shofars, says Chizkia. So each day then, they put the money that comes in that day goes into that box. So therefore, they do it that way, and that way there's no arguing about how much each one is supposed to get. Maybe it would mean that then they split it up individually between them. Tosfos points out that actually there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that eventually on Erev Shabbos they would have to divide up the skins equally among the Kohanim, otherwise people are going to fight over it. But here, you don't need that. Each base of by itself will suit its rights. Therefore, we don't need to make such a division like that. But we do need a separate box for each base of, so they don't come to fight one day base of with the next. So Tish should take the land from and the from their takana. She is shalom. Zayim zeh, that they should be at peace with one another. That's one answer. Or Ze'iri Yomar. Ze'iri says another explanation. Rabbi Yishman, I'm on the church on Nedava Meruba. Rabbi Yishman says, because there was a lot of Nedava, as we're going to have, anytime there could be Nedava generically, but then there could be where there's leftover money from Fatos or Osham, and you have different other things. So since there's a lot of money for Nedava, Tikkun on Shofas Merubin, therefore the sum set up, that there should be many Shofas for it, traditionally, so that the money doesn't get rusty. If you have a lot of coins in there that are going to be there from day to day, then they might get rusty when there's so many of them piled together. Ziri says a third explanation. Can they get parva ego, ayova kevas, gediva sar? We said in our mission they have six kinds of animals that can be brought as oilers. Well, if you were talking about kites and mizbeach, which is oilers, so therefore, so they have six boxes corresponding to the six kinds. So if a person is going to say that I'm going to bring up par, then he would put it in the box in the java, which is labeled for par. If he wants to bring an eagle, he would put it in the one that's labeled the java for the aisle, for the eagle, and so forth, and they would go through it, and they would go through it that way. That's how Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom and all Gemara explain it that way. Tosfos and a different Gemara explain what it means is, let's say, for example, it means what kind of korban the money came from. So a person, if, for example, said that I'm going to bring a pow as a korban and set aside X amount of money for it, then when he went to buy the pow, he found out that it's more money than he needed. So then he would put it into the pow, then he would put it into the pow box. And if he intended to bring an eagle and he had money left over from that, then he would put it in the eagle box and so forth. And the idea would be, then we're going to bring that type of animal from that type of mosa, from that type of leftover. And then there's a discussion about that among Achronim, about the ins and outs of that. And therefore, the Rebbe, at least our Mishnah, therefore says the Iri, necessarily would have to be like Rebbe. That's why we're bringing this in over here. The Omar, Klot, Mehdi, Gondol, Loyotza, where he says if a person made a neder to bring a smaller animal and he brought a larger animal, he's not Yotza. The same way, if a person said him and bring an eagle, he can't bring a pow instead. Therefore, we have to have a special box labeled eagle and the same thing for all the other baby animals. So that was the third answer. Bar Kada gives a fourth answer. And Tosfos points out, now you could have, for example, you could have a person said that I'm bring an ayo, and instead he brought a par, so that might tack and not work, but fine, according to the Rabbanon, we certainly wouldn't have then that you should need so many boxes. Bar Kada gives a fourth answer. The reason is because you have four types of animals. Fine, you don't have, according to him, the Mishnah in Shulchan that mentions the six boxes would be according to the Chachamim. So if a person said, I'm going to bring an eagle, then he can bring a power. So we don't need separate boxes for power and eagle, but we do need for the four basic species, Porim, Elim, Kvasim, and Seirim, because each of those is different. Elim, after all, I mean, they are adult sheep, but the fact is they do have a different amount of Nesachim. So you need all of those. Rashi explains the vote is we're not talking about which kind of animal is going to be brought for an oila. It corresponds to the different types of animals from which the money came. So a person had a power of chatas. So if there was a power of chatas sibbles, the sibbles was supposed to bring a bull for a chatas, and then they lost it, and they found, and they designated a different one. Then they found the original one. So then they threw it. So the money, the value of that is going to go into the first box. If they have, a person was going to bring Hashem Zelus or Hashem Melus, and instead he lost it and separated and designated a different one and then found the original one, then the first one is sent off to the pastor, and eventually when it develops a mum, then we take the money and put it in the second box. Vosim would be the same kind of thing, Hashem Nozer and Hashem Metzorah. The reason why we have to be talking about Dafka Chathas and Othram, and the reason why with the Pyre we have to be talking about a Chathas and the Tzibur, is because If it was a different kind of carbon, we're going to use them for the same kind of carbon again. The leftover of a shlomim will be used for a shlomim. The leftover of an oiler will be used for an oiler. Only in the case of chatas and oshem do we have the concept based on that drasha of your yodah kohen gadol that they go to oilers. And in the case of a par, if it was an individual's chatas and he lost it and found another one, then that would be a chatas amesa. It would be one of those chatas that has to be left to die. Therefore, necessarily, it actually has to make it, refer to the par of the chatas tzibur. So again, when it comes to the Elam and the Klassim, those can be the Oshem of an individual, because by an Oshem there's no such thing as Oshem on Mesis. Always, if an Oshem can't be brought, then you leave it, you send it out to pasture, and eventually it develops a moment, you sell it, etc. So that would be for that. Then he says you have so far you have vasirim, and then you have goats. Same thing. A person who's going to bring a goat as a so here also we're talking about korbanos tzibur. We're talking about the goats of the tzibur of yom tovim. Same thing that if it was lost and then they designated a different one, etc. So Rashi actually points out over here an interesting point. He had to explain this by himself. He didn't learn the explanation from his rebbein of why Bapada is specifying these different types of animals. He figured out on his own that it's this reason, which I guess implies that most of the time, even when Rashi doesn't tell us, it means that he learned this explanation from his rebbein. Anyway, then, so that covers four of them. Now, the fifth one is about Mosris. Then you have leftover money from Korbanos. Again, a person was supposed to bring any of these types of korbanos and had leftover money. So that would go, says, Bapada into the fifth box. Bahama, and the sixth one would go for the ma, which is together with the matzah shekel. A person brings his matzah shekel, but you have certain cases which are described in Mishnayos Shtolim. And in Yerushalmi over there, there are certain cases where a person has many cases where a person has to also bring a small amount called a kolbon. It's an extra amount. So Rashi over here explains based on one explanation that, for example, one reason is because when you use coins, when they used coins in those days, they would weigh them out because sometimes the coins are underweight. So now, when you're weighing out, the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, you have to overbalance the scale a little bit. So now, when a person is bringing as matzah shekel, so you would have that overbalancing. Then what happens if two people together pool their funds and say, let's give one a whole shekel, then there's only one overbalancing, and therefore they're depriving hekdush of a small extra amount that they would have gotten, so they need to pay a korban. So there are actually just quite a few explanations in shkolin of why there needs to be a korban in the first place, and what are the cases where you have to bring. And when the person is getting changed, etc., you have a variety of different explanations of what exactly the scenario is. But there are cases where a person has to bring a kolbon together with his matzah shekel, and so Bapada says those kolbonos would go into the sixth box. And again, all of them are going to be used for korbanos tzibur, for the oilers. Okay, so we have a bunch of different explanations, and later on the Gemara is going to bring more explanations. But right now let's deal with the four that we have so far. Chizkia, Rabbi Yochanan, Ziri, and Bar Kappa. So, Kuluk Chizkia like Amri, none of the other three Amoraim want to say like Chizkia's explanation, because they say Chizkia's whole explanation is so the Bate of don't come to fight. We're not concerned about that kind of thing they're going to fight. The Kokhad Bachad, Yom Kabbin, each one is doing his Avodah on his day. If on one day there happen to be a lot of Nadorim and Nadavis and therefore they don't need to open up the Nadava boxes and bring Kayat from his back, and another day they do, that's fine. That's just how it is, and people will understand that that's how it is, and it's just different people's mazel, and that's how it is. So Chizkiyah holds they might argue about it and say, why is it, well, how come you're getting more from them than we are? But the other chachamim say that's not going to be a problem. In fact, Rabbeinu Gershon says, listen, all it means is everyone would use the money that was in his shofar on that day, so there's not going to be leftover money from one day, from one day to the next, there's not going to be anything to argue about. They don't want to say, none of them want to say like Rabbi Yochanan's answer, which that we don't want to have too much money in there because the money may get rusty. We're not concerned that there's going to be so much coins in there that they're going to get moldy or rusty. To Ziri Layami, none of the other Chachamim want to agree with Ziri's understanding. Tidol, like most me, they don't want to say that that Mishnah and Shkolin is only like Rebbe. According to him, you have to say that it's like Rebbe in order to say that, because we're saying that if he said that it brings an ego and instead it brings a power, he's not Yotze, but we don't want to have to force the Mishnah to be like that. To Bapada, Nami Le'amri, and all of them don't want to say like Bapada, because what do you need? Kurunami, Mosris, all of the other ones, all of them are for Mosris. So you don't need, you're telling me that out of the six, there's one reserved for Mosris, when you have leftover money that you were going to buy a Kurban, and now you didn't need all that money, all of them are used for these kinds of Mosris, and therefore there's no reason to have the other five as well. And also, they don't like Bapada's explanation, because what do you mean ma, that extra ma that was supposed to be used for the kolbon, they wouldn't be putting it in a box of its own. The shkolim hazla, they hold that it would go together with all the other matzah shekels. Tanya, as we learn in a brisa, lahechem kolbon zahalila, what do they use this kolbon for? The shkolim, divid ameir. The mayor says where they put the shkolim, where they put the matzah shekel is also where they put the kolbon. And all of them are used in aggregate for the kolbon asibur of the year round. The Yerushalmi and shkolim explains that a mayor holds, you have to give the korban on a deraisa level, and therefore it has exactly the same din as the matzah shekel, and it's used for the public korbanos. Rabbi Eliezer says that it goes to Nedava, and they would use it for buying korbanos tzibur. So again, we don't want to say that it should be only like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore we would prefer, and therefore they, each of them prefers their other answers. Now, Bapada, in fact, would hold, like, there isn't one of the opinions. And the Yerushalmi over there, Shimon Shizuri, says that they would use the kolbonos, these extra amounts, this extra ma, they would use them to plate the Kodesh HaKadoshim with gold. Or Ben Aze says they would use them to pay the money changers, or another opinion is they would use them to pay the costs of transporting the Matzah Shekel to Yerushalayim, and you have several different explanations in the Yerushalmi of what they would use these kolbonis for. So therefore, the other chachamim don't want to say like that Prada that they would put them in a shofar in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara continues with two other opinions why they had six boxes, but that will deal with tomorrow, Beis Hashem.